Welcome to Hope Walking with Wendy, where I share how to walk by faith in place of fear. You're also invited to enjoy my nature photography and inspirational prose at wendylmcdonald.com. I love it when my husband says something quotable. He's inspired so many of my podcasts and blog posts. Listening closely to him always blesses me with wisdom. He's not as talkative as I am, so I need to pay attention to what he says, or else I miss out. I don't think he realized how significant his recent words were to me on the day he spoke them. I've been feeling like my life is a long line of failed plans. Lately, I've escaped into my craft room way more than I ever have before. I've tried to numb my disappointment with much of my writing life. Sometimes it seems more rewarding to create a hand-bound journal than to add another Word doc to my computer. Writing is the last thing I feel like doing these days. I happily write in my journal each morning. I gladly write poetry in it too. But writing for potential submission to contests or editors has become as undesirable to me as dental appointments. My husband's words woke me up out of my slumber and slump. He said, "Our plans may fail, but God's plans never fail." He said some more things after that, but that quotable phrase stuck in my mind like a Gorilla Glued sticky note. I'm amazed I forgot to focus on the obvious rather than fuss about failed plans. Over and over again, God reminds us not to fear. Getting discouraged because we fear failure is a fail in God's eyes. Yet, He doesn't condemn us when we're struggling. He reminds us through His Word and through the words and actions of others that His plans will prevail. Period. Our plans aren't as important as God's plans. Nothing and no one can stop God from proceeding with His good agenda. We may get tired and discouraged. God doesn't. He keeps on writing our salvation story till the end of time. Earthly rewards, honors, and recompense pale in comparison to hearing God say, "Well done." Whatever gifts we've been given must be invested according to God's plans for them to prosper. A closed door here and a rejection slip there are some ways we're protected from following the wrong path. Perhaps fearing failure is just a failure to trust God. We may think we're doubting our abilities, but fear is brought on by what we believe about a person or situation. If we believe God is in control and can use uncomfortable and unpleasant situations for good, then we won't be led astray by fear. We won't give up because God's got good plans for us. In Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, NIV, God says, quote, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Unquote. Seeking to succeed leads us astray. Seeking God with all our hearts leads to genuine success. And now I'd like to close with a poem. Lead us not to fear failure, but to trust in your good plans, because your ways are the best, and they're safe in your hands. Lead us to keep seeking you, since you're the only way to hope and true prosperity and success for each day. I hope this blessed you. To find out more about Walking with Hope, please visit me at wendylmcdonald.com. Blessings.